Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Around 40% of Kentucky state inmates released in 2016 went back to jail within a couple years of getting out. Most of these individuals went back for breaking their terms of release. In the final part of a series on Rancherie, we discuss the story of an ex-offender who received a break from the court and now runs his own business. You're listening to Casey Haynes brush off his barber clippers before getting to work. I first met him when I came to Bowling Green and needed a haircut. He's since opened his own shop. One day, I was talking to him about reentry for ex-offenders when he mentioned something I wouldn't have guessed. He was one.
Went in, got my trade in business management. I didn't do too well as far as working in that field. I ended up drifting off and doing other things that I wasn't interested in, and that led to being around the wrong crowd of people.
When Casey first told me that, only a few weeks had passed since he got off probation. I told him congratulations. His reaction surprised me. He shook my hand and told me he wished his probation officer had said the same thing.
It was never a good vibe from when I met that probation officer until the end. She was just mean. It's just like the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Casey tells me he was actually pretty lucky. He was already fixing his life when everything caught up with him. His family helped him get a lawyer, and because he was a first-time offender, he received an alternative sentence, meaning he only had to spend a few months in prison before finishing his time with probation.
I knew from that point that I could have done more time, so I took that as a life lesson, and immediately, I want to say, once I got finished with that sentencing, I started to straighten up my life.
Casey and his last probation officer got off on the wrong foot after he thought paperwork was in so he wouldn't have to check in as often. She wasn't on the same page. Then came a pair of positive drug tests 4 years into his sentence.
I understand that, you know, the goal is to stay away from anything that could be a negative thing in my life, but it was something as small as smoking marijuana, and I was going to be going back in front of the judge for my probation to be revoked.
The judge gave him a chance. Casey says his relationship with his PO would have been better if he felt believed in like that. He even dressed up every day he reported to prove he wanted to be successful.
These guys knew that I attended barber college and, you know, that I was working on my barbering license. They knew that, you know, I had a family and kids that needed me. But I guess that wasn't important.
After release, Casey started his own landscaping business. That led to money for barber college and to eventually open his own shop. Casey says he wants to inspire others.
It's a wonderful thing. It'll be even better if I could help other people get to this position. Because it's not, as they say, it's lonely at the top when you're all by yourself.
Casey says he has no desire to return to his old life. He doesn't think others would either if they had help getting to a spot where they can do well without taking their old paths. He says he wants them to know it's possible.
It was a year and a half ago I had a bad credit score. I may have been down at 450. But all it takes is initiatives and effort. And a year and a half later, I own a barbershop, landscaping company. Just signed off for my first house.
Regardless of whether corrections workers believed in him, he's determined to show them he's worth it. And maybe help a few others do the same, one business venture at a time.
You gotta get into real estate, fellas. That's what we wanna do.
You can find more in this series at WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.